This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Richard Haass is a distinguished diplomat, foreign policy expert, graduate Rhodes Scholar from Oxford University, though a New Yorker originally. He is also for many, many years the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's now president emeritus. He says the real danger to the United States is not any foreign power. The real danger to the United States is us and the current collapse of our political system. So what do we do about it? We'll be speaking to Richard Haass coming up on the Michael Medved Show. He's experienced foreign policy positions and important ones in four different administrations, three of them for Republican presidents. He is not by any means a left-winger, describes himself as a conservative, though concerned, as many are, about the direction of the Republican Party. Speaking of which, there is a breaking news about prosecutors working for Jack Smith, the special counsel who has twice brought indictments against former President Donald J. Trump, obtaining a search warrant early this year for Mr. Trump's long dormant Twitter account as part of their inquiry into his attempt to overturn the 2020 election, according to court papers unsealed today. The warrant, which was signed by a federal judge in Washington in January after Elon Musk took over Twitter, which is now called X, is the first known example of prosecutors directly searching Mr. Trump's communications and adds a new dimension to the scope of the special counsel's efforts to investigate the former president. Look, if you're trying to figure out what the president had in mind for January 6th, he clearly wanted to stop the certification of the election. How did he have in mind to stop it? That's one of the things it seems to me they are very likely investigating in this effort. Speaking of this effort, there is a piece in Axios that says a poll shows Americans love world leaders more than their own. Republicans and Democrats alike are bigger fans of Prince William and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky than many of our own political leaders, a new Gallup poll shows. Why it matters, hyperpartisan politics have sullied the reputations of U.S. political leaders, from President Biden to Speaker McCarthy to Attorney General Merrick Garland. They're all held in negative repute by people at large. First Lady Jill Biden and the Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice John Roberts, were the only two Americans on the survey to score positive ratings. So none of the presidential candidates or potential presidential candidates for either side is positive. After nearly 250 years of independence, Americans seem to pine for England. Both Prince William and King Charles III of the United Kingdom enjoy relatively high and bipartisan favorability with Americans. You rarely see this kind of agreement in U.S. polls. Prince William is beloved by 65% of Republicans and 63% of Democrats. Why? He seems like a nice guy. I'll tell you one thing that I have heard and never even occurred to me, but Prince William is a young guy, obviously very dashing, handsome guy. He's the son of Princess Diana. May she rest in peace. And he is not vain about his bald spot. I mean, he is a balding guy. And I think that probably adds to the sense of sincerity and popularity that Prince William may have. Ukraine Zelensky is favored by half of Republicans, but is even more popular with Democrats, 75%. In terms of American leaders, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is in a familiar position for new congressional leaders. He's the most unknown of the 15 public figures in the poll, with 37% of respondents saying they've never heard of him or they have no opinion. McCarthy trails former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis among Republicans. 67% view the speaker favorably compared to 76% for DeSantis and 83% for Trump among Republicans. McCarthy is seen favorably by nearly one in five Democrats. Well, that's something of a surprise. There's also another item that was sent to me that I find fascinating, which is betting odds from predictit.org. And this shows you how the betting markets actually are running. And they are running that Kamala Harris is a the odds for her winning the presidency are 4%, 4 cents on the dollar. Ron DeSantis, 11%. Gavin Newsom, who's not announced a candidacy, is doing better than Ron DeSantis. He's at 14%. Donald Trump, 29 cents on the dollar. And Joe Biden, the heavy favorite. Of course, he has no fight at all at the moment for the nomination. Joe Biden, 46%. With all this going on, there's more about a new accusation of a scandal involving a public figure who's about to make news probably next week. But Fani Willis, who is the elected district attorney in Georgia, who is looking at a fairly comprehensive state indictments for President Trump and a bunch of his associates. She became the object of some remarks by President Trump during his appearance in New Hampshire. A little bit unusual for somebody running for president. Here is President Trump's comments.
And I probably have another one. They say there's a young woman, a young racist in Atlanta. She's a racist. And they say, I guess, they say that she was after a certain gang and she ended up having an affair with the head of the gang or a gang member. And this is a person that wants to indict me. She's got a lot of problems.
Okay, she's got a lot of problems there. By the way, there are about 20 different sources that have reported on this story about, for instance, the Daily Mail in Britain. Trump claims Fulton County DA Fani Willis had an affair with the head of a criminal gang ahead of a probable fourth indictment in Georgia. He says will secure his 2024 win. Donald Trump claimed the Fulton County District Attorney is expected to slap him with a fourth indictment. Is having an affair with a gang member in a wild tirade in New Hampshire yesterday. They say there's a young woman, a young racist in Atlanta, and they say, I guess, that she was after a certain gang. She ended up having an affair with the head of the gang or a gang member, Trump claimed. This is a person who wants to indict me. She's got a lot of problems, but she wants to try to indict me for some other office. Wants to indict me for a perfect phone call. This is even better than my perfect phone call with Ukraine, he added, referring to his call with Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in Georgia. We will get back to that, get back to the idea that America's real danger is the public at home. And then the question of narrowing down the choice for Trump's running mate. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal And it's a piece that I think is fair enough, because right now the odds do look very large in Trump's favor, that he will be the Republican nominee. The idea that he would beat Joe Biden in what will clearly be a very spirited, probably very bitter and angry and negative election by two people, neither of whom are tremendously popular among the nation at large. Yes, it will be all of that, but Trump is likely to be the GOP nominee. And the question is, who does he pick to join his ticket? And there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by Eliza Collins and Shobhan Hughes, and they write, former President Donald Trump and many of his supporters say he has locked up the race for the Republican nomination, even with the first contest months away. That has prompted early jockeying among top Republicans to potentially be his running mate. Possible vice presidential candidates range from staunch loyalists in Congress, such as Representative Elise Stefanik of New York and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, to other popular party figures. Is Marjorie Taylor Greene really a popular party figure? Well, they say so. The other popular party figures, including former Arizona television host Carrie Lake, one prominent critic, Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina, has been warming to the idea of supporting Trump and serving alongside him, people familiar with her thinking say. Now, she is somebody who Trump opposed for re-election. He favored a more Trumpy loyalist in the primary against her. So that would be quite a switch if she ends up on the ticket with him. Trump has also indicated he could tap a current 2024 rival for the job. He hasn't committed to attending the first GOP presidential debate later this month, and posted on social media, let them debate so I can see who I might consider for vice president. A decision could be nearly a year away, as Trump and other nominees have typically picked their running mates ahead of the summer party conventions. Some hopefuls are working to prove their support for Trump as he faces several indictments, including one this month over his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Some are juggling their own ambitions for other jobs while signaling they remain open to a spot on the 2024 ticket should the opportunity arise. Lake, that would be Carrie Lake, the TV anchor who narrowly lost her 2020 bid for governor of Arizona, is expected to announce a run for Senate this fall. But she would agree to be Trump's running mate and skip the Senate bid if he asked, according to people familiar with the thinking. By the way, there is also out today a new piece in Newsweek by Catherine Fung. It says, Carrie Lake Senate run gets new boost. She is way ahead as a Republican primary candidate. She has a real problem, however, because she would be running against both Kristen Sinema, who is officially an independent now, and Ruben Gallego, who is going to be a member of Congress in Arizona, who's going to be the Democratic candidate, and who, according to the three-way polling, Carrie Lake and Kristen Sinema would divide the moderate and conservative votes, and Gallego would end up winning with most of the liberal votes. In any event, it says that Lake has been traveling the country this year pushing the pro-Trump agenda and claims of fraud in her 22 election loss to crowds of supporters. She also recently said that it's time for all of Trump's opponents to drop out and rally behind him to support him in his legal struggles. A straw poll at a recent Turning Point Action gathering of conservative activists had Carrie Lake as the top pick for vice president. with just under a third of the vote. Lake's advisors have started interviewing potential staff for a Senate run, and she has started to indicate publicly that she is likely to get into that race, according to people familiar. Even if she runs for Senate, that wouldn't rule out her pivoting to the vice presidential spot, especially because I think she would have an uphill struggle for the Senate seat. They continue that she has previously said she would do whatever Trump asked of her, and she recently tweeted that Representative Byron Donalds, Republican Florida, who played a role in the House Speaker fight, quote, would be great, great in capital letters, as Trump's running mate. Donalds, who came in second in the straw poll with 24% of the attendees of the Turning Point Action event, said, it's cool, it's like an honor to be a favorite with activists, but he hadn't heard anything from Trump's inner circle. One person unlikely to be interested in the job, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, I wish they would point out that he can't be interested in the job because it would put two Floridians on the ticket, and that's a constitutional problem. He said recently, Ron DeSantis, I don't want Veep. I'm running to win. Also not in the running Trump's pick for his first two campaigns, Mike Pence, who has condemned Trump's actions related to the January 6th to 2021 Capitol riot. And in fact, there is a new Mike Pence ad that tries to establish some of the differences between the former vice president and his former partner on the ticket. We'll get to that. But the analysis here continues that Mike Pence, very unlikely to be on the ticket with Trump again. I don't think he would even think about taking it. But Elise Stefanik, who, as the number three House Republican, is in charge of messaging, is interested in being selected for the role, according to two people familiar with her thinking. I'd be honored to serve in the Trump administration, said Stefanik, who likes to note she is the highest-ranking GOP official in Congress to endorse the former president. She said she talks to Trump almost weekly, but regarding the VP job, she said, we have not discussed it. And then there is Marjorie Taylor Greene. What's interesting is they don't mention any of the male possibilities. People like Vivek Ramaswamy, who Trump has said positive things about, and people like Tim Scott, though he has said he's not interested. Meanwhile, are you interested in the future of the American Republic and American democracy? If you are, we have a domestic threat that is more real than the foreign threats even. We'll talk about that with Richard Haass coming up on the MedVet Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Mass evacuations are underway after massive wildfires broke out in Hawaii.
There are structure fires, and there have been individuals who on the west side area in that fire experienced concern about their safety due to the smoke and fire and decided to jump into the shoreline waters of the ocean.
Mahina Martin, County of Maui Chief of Communications, telling CBS News the Coast Guard deployed a boat and helicopter to rescue a dozen people. Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie is challenging Donald Trump to show up for the presidential debates. While speaking to reporters in New Hampshire, Christie said it would be disrespectful if Trump skipped the first GOP primary debate. Most Americans say they're concerned about rapidly developing artificial intelligence. A new poll from YouGov shows 62% are mostly or somewhat concerned about AI growth. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there was an important interview in New York Times just a couple of weeks ago with Richard Haass, who is somebody who has a deep experience as a foreign policy aide or a part of the diplomatic corps in four different administrations, three of them for Republican presidents. He is the president emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations, where he served with great distinction for many years. He is also the author of a marvelous new book, which we've talked about before. It is called The Bill of Obligations, The 10 Habits of Good Citizens. He is also the author of the Substack newsletter, Home and Away. Mr. Haass, it's a pleasure to speak to you again, and thank you for coming back to the show. Your interview with the New York Times is headlined, "To Foreign Policy Veteran, the Real Danger is at Home." And then you talk in this interview about all of the things that America has experienced that have been divisive and dangerous and destructive for our country over the last 100 years, whether it's Jim Crow or the Vietnam War or civil rights or urban riots. But you believe that the current period is worse. It's a threat to the system, to the fabric of our country. What makes it worse?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back, and thanks for that extraordinarily generous introduction. I hope I do well enough today that I show I deserved it. In terms of what you raised, I do think this is qualitatively different. A lot of the other times we've been divided in our country, and there have been many, and let's put aside the Civil War, sui generis, the divisions were over policies, Vietnam, whether to stay in or get out or escalate or what have you, over various aspects of civil rights or any number of differences over abortion or guns or whatever. But these are policy differences. I think what's different now is the degree of polarization that, one, makes it very hard to address these policy differences in a constructive way. Compromise has become extraordinarily difficult, but also we're beginning to see behaviors, statements and behaviors that go beyond policy differences. They actually are, they do constitute in many ways challenges or even threats to what you fairly described as the system, to the workings of American democracy itself. And I think that's what's qualitatively different about the current moment.
Let me share a quote with you. It's a quote from a speech that recently delivered on the campaign trail by President Trump. He said, "They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you." Is that the kind of rhetoric that you're talking about?
Well, again, I think he's mischaracterizing his situation. No one's taking away his First Amendment rights, but we've always had limits. To use the cliche, you can stand on a street corner and say something about fire, but you can't shout it in a crowded theater. And the problem with Mr. Trump is that he's acting on some of the things he's saying. He's encouraging action, I think, or he has in the past encouraged action that constitute conspiracy. Again, I'm not a lawyer, but I think it's important to distinguish between First Amendment rights and then where you cross certain lines, either morally or legally. By the way, I think the moral line is important, too. Ron DeSantis the other day talking about if he gets in, the first thing he's going to do is slit the throats of the deep state. That seems to me is a degree of, shall we say, license that's truly offensive. It discourages anybody talented from going into government or staying there. And I think it could, at worst yet, encourage violence against individuals. So I think people in the public space, put aside the legal issues, simply have, to use my favorite word, have obligations to speak about public life in a way that doesn't escalate every difference, either into gridlock or worse yet, violence.
Well, when I hear they want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom, who they is, of course, remains undetermined, but yeah. Presumably it means, quote, the crooked Biden crime family, in quotes, yeah. The other side. But the notion that there are millions and millions of Americans who really believe that the other side wants to take away our freedom, it's been really since the Civil War that has been widely believed, isn't it?
I think it's gotten worse. I think social media reinforces it, whether it's anonymity, which allows people to be extreme. I think the fact that we have very few common experiences anymore, not only we don't have a draft, but increasingly Americans watch their own cable stations or go on their own social media sites, so they don't move much from their own geography. People don't have a lot of connections to other people, so I think it's gotten worse. I'm not saying we haven't had some of this in the past, but it's very hard, for example, to have a serious conversation about, choose one area, guns. Well, I might say it's fine to be able to buy guns, as many as you want, but certain types of automatic weapons, AR-15s, are not the kinds of weapons we ought to have on our streets. Why can't one argue that and not be accused of trying to take away our gun rights, or this is just the thin end of the wedge? It makes it very hard to have a serious conversation if people are going to say we're trying to take away, confiscate everybody's guns. No, we may simply want to have certain limits on who can acquire guns, given histories of mental illness, or the kinds of guns. You know, we don't make a, you and I can't go out and buy an F-16 and keep parking it in our backyard. We can't go out and buy
can't afford it.
Weapon. We can't afford it either. That's a good point, too, particularly with these interest rates. So So we already have certain limits on the type of weaponry individuals can possess. So let's have a serious conversation about who can possess what. And that's it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Same thing with abortion. It doesn't need to be all or nothing. We can have a serious conversation about viability and where one can draw a compromise between no limits on abortion and no abortion. And it's just kind of hard to have these debates to search out a reasonable middle ground.
Come back, I'd like to try to expand this conversation as to how you have those reasonable debates, because there are also increasingly bitter disagreements about policy toward Ukraine and policy regarding the Middle East. New news about President Biden apparently getting some backing from Prime Minister Netanyahu, who is in the process of dropping the alleged judicial reform that his government was involved with, and trying to concentrate on now a new alliance involving Saudi Arabia that the United States would strongly support. We'll get to the questions of realism on these foreign policy issues and on China and defending the interests and liberty of Taiwan and much more with Richard Haass. His new book is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, The Bill of Obligations. Get it? Not the Bill of Rights, the Bill of Obligations, The 10 Habits of Good Citizens. We'll be right back with Richard Haass.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you have the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the very eminent and distinguished and wise Richard Haass, and a patriotic Richard Haass, the author of the new book of the Bill of Obligations, The 10 Habits of Good Citizens. He is also the author of the Substack newsletter, Home and Away. Richard, it's such a peculiar time where there are foreign policy issues that America is facing, including the biggest war in Europe since World War II, and continued problems in the Middle East, and potential rivalry with China. With all of that, I know you're commonly asked, because you've said this before, people ask you all the time, what keeps you up at night? Concerning the problems that the country is facing right now and the challenges, particularly challenges from abroad, what is the most menacing or the most destructive to sound and blissful sleep?
In terms of the international challenges, I'd probably put them in two buckets, Michael.
Yep.
One would be different types of global challenges. Over a million Americans died because of a virus that broke out one way or another in a city in China, in Wuhan. Probably 20 million people have died worldwide. So there's that kind of a global challenge. There's climate change, which is getting worse, and it's getting worse sooner. It's already affecting our health, our livelihoods, where we live, how we live. So I worry about these global issues. And then what you and I have been talking about for some time, off and on the air, which is the return of geopolitics. Here we are, three decades after the end of the Cold War, after which a lot of people predicted a great deal of harmony. We got rudely awakened from that with 9/11, but in addition to terrorism, which hasn't gone away, I worry about Russia, which is a country which still has the world's largest nuclear arsenal, and Vladimir Putin has essentially removed any institutional restraint in that country. He's deinstitutionalized Russia. That worries me. The possibility of a war one day between the United States and China obviously concerns me. that an Iran could do or North Korea. So I think we live in a really dangerous time where we've got, if you will, the traditional stuff of great power and medium power politics and geopolitics. Then we've also got this overlay of global challenges. And then it circles back to what you and I have talked about this time, which is America's domestic division. And it puts, we put ourselves in a position where we're less able to deal effectively with these external challenges. And that makes, to me, for a pretty toxic group.
When you look at American political leadership right now, not talking about one side or another, but is there an individual, a prominent individual on either party or of no party, who is making the kind of sense that Americans should hear?
I see people on both sides who I admire. Unfortunately, none of them's running for president right now. But on the Democratic side, I see two people in this administration I have tremendous respect for. I hope by saying this I don't hurt them. One is Gina Raimondo, the Secretary of Commerce. Another is Mitch Landrieu, the former mayor of New Orleans, who's the infrastructure person there. It just doesn't sustain to what I would call centrist Democrats. There's others in and out of government. But I was just watching TV tape for a few minutes, actually, before I went on, and I watched John Kasich from Ohio talking, and I thought just made great sense. So I have a lot of respect for Mitt Romney. I think there's people out there who are basically playing the game close to the center of the field, close to midfield, and they're playing the game by the rules in a respectful way, which doesn't preclude finding some common ground with people on the other side of the field.
And in terms of the other side of the field, what about this idea about new guarantees of nuclear protection, a nuclear umbrella for our allies in the Middle East, which would at least conceivably, according to reports in the paper today, include both Saudi Arabia and Israel?
Yeah, it's a big idea. The devil will be in the details. Will the guarantees be universal? What kind of obligations would these countries or responsibilities they have to accept? Because I don't think we would necessarily make unconditional guarantees. What would they be willing to do in return? What kind of restraints would they accept on their freedom of action? We don't want them to do things that would bring about the very situations we would like to avoid. So I'm not against it. Just me, the guy who's worked on such issues before, is wary or... I just want to work through all the conditions and understandings. I don't think we want to be in the business of extending unconditional guarantees that no matter what happens or how it came about, we're going to be there. To use an economic term, that would introduce moral hazard. So I think these have got to be more conditioned guarantees.
And speaking of conditioned guarantees, if Ukraine ends up joining NATO, well, then they have that guarantee of Article 5. They are protected along with the other NATO states by a sense of mutual responsibility and joint defense. But what is the best bet for actually ending the war? And that, this puts aside President Trump's secret plan for ending it in 24 hours. But let's say one aims at least on the possibility of ending the Ukraine war beneficially for the world, say by the end of 2024. Is that feasible, and how?
It's feasible. It's a long shot. But it's more feasible than ending it in 23. Look, it takes one side to begin a war, which is what happened this time. It takes both to end it. And that would mean that both Ukraine and Russia, both Zelensky and Putin, would have to be prepared to settle for less than they initially sought, unless the battlefield gets transformed one way or the other. And at the moment, neither is prepared to do that. And so I don't think the situation is ripe right now for a diplomatic settlement. This meeting that just took place in Saudi Arabia was many things, but it wasn't a serious peace conference. The leadership on both sides of this struggle will have to evolve in their thinking about whether it's worth continuing the war. So what's probably unacceptable now, it's possible it could become acceptable down the road, particularly if China leaned on Putin, or if Ukraine came to the conclusion that trying to militarily liberate their land was not feasible anytime soon, and they were putting their country at risk by holding out. But I don't think either side, I don't think Russia's ready to compromise. I don't know if you saw, Michael, the piece in the New York Times a few days ago by Roger Cohen. He spent 4 months in Russia and basically made the case that Putin is preparing his country for prolonged war, that they're digging in not just on the battlefield, but they're digging in psychologically. So,
and culturally, it's terrifying.
Some time to play up. Absolutely. It was a really, really worrisome piece about the long-term cultural, almost engineering we're seeing going on in that country. So I came away reading that piece even more concerned and somewhat more pessimistic about the diplomatic prospects.
And in terms of diplomatic prospects for NATO and continued strengthening of the alliance, will that survive a perhaps brutal, bitter American election?
I think there's concern in Europe about Mr. Trump because he represents a departure from the post-World War II norm, consensus in this country. So there'll be a lot of anxious watching from across the Atlantic. I think if another Republican wins or Mr. Biden wins or another Democrat wins, I think Europe will breathe a sigh of relief. I think the one set of concerns is what happens if Donald Trump essentially has a second term in the Oval Office.
Well, it's, again, who knows with the... there's a certain amount of betting now that neither Trump nor Biden will be on the final ballot, but we shall see. Lots going on domestically and in foreign policy. Perspective on what you can do to make things better and to make the country greater, found in the pages of the Bill of Obligations. That's the new book by my guest Richard Haass, the President Emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations. The subheading of the book, Bill of Obligations, The 10 Habits of Good Citizens. And you can do your part to continue to sustain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.